1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse, powered by Temperature Pro Kalamazoo, joined on the phone once again by a returning guest, the former lead vocalist of Queensryche, who's currently on the Operation Mindcrime Tour, making an appearance May 12th at Elevation in Grand Rapids. Welcome back to the Rocker Morning Show, Jeff Tate. Good morning, Jeff. How you doing, man?
Hey, Mark.
We talked to you earlier on this year about your upcoming show that's going down next Tuesday at Elevation in Grand Rapids. Again, tickets, meet and greet passes at jefftate.com. But Operation Mindcrime 3 is out, dropped yesterday. And first, I got to ask, did you specifically choose May 3rd to coincide with the anniversary of the release of the first Operation Mindcrime?
Oh, you noticed that, huh?
Yeah, I was like, I wonder if he did that on purpose.
That's a great date, actually. It means a lot. Yeah, it came out yesterday. We're very excited about that. Put a new track from the album in our set list now. We're performing the song Power from the new album live, and that's going over real well. People seem to really like it, and the show is so fun. It's Mindcrime in its entirety, and we do excerpts from Mindcrime 2 and now Mindcrime 3 as well. And it's a show that I love performing. Absolutely.
So how does it feel to finally have this out? Because I know you've been working on this one for a while. How does it feel to finally just have the album out after working on it for so long?
Oh, yeah. We started working on it, I guess, about 2021.
Yeah.
After COVID, actually started writing for it. And kind of an interesting story. I've recorded this record in 18 different countries, traveling around.
Wow.
Recorded it in hotel rooms, backstage at shows. Some of it was recorded in a castle in France. It was recorded in Italy at my place there. Just anywhere we could set up the recording gear, we did, and worked on the record now. So, it was a long process, but, you know, very enjoyable to make, and we made it in time that we had, and the album got to sit with us for a little while instead of having to get it done. You know, we could listen to it and sit with it for a while and make sure that we liked where it was going and how it felt and how it sounded, you know. So we really took our time with it. And, but I am very happy that it's out now. It seems kind of dreamlike that it finally is, open for business, so to speak.
Yeah, because now this is, you know, the third album in 38 years as far as the story is concerned. So tell us a little bit, like, the story behind Operation Mindcrime and where the story is now with this third release.
If you're, like, familiar with the albums, Operation Mindcrime 1 is really a story of three people and their relationship, what's happening to them. And one of the characters is a very charismatic leader-type character who recruits the other two characters, Nikki and Sister Mary, into kind of doing his bidding, so to speak, where he's uses Nikki as a political assassin to take people out and so that the charismatic man, Dr. X, can put his own people in place and therefore, you know, gain more and more power. The new album, Operation Mindcrime 3, is told from the story of the perspective of Dr. X, who we never really know. In the first two albums, we know his name, but we don't know his story. You know,
yeah.
We don't know anything about him other than he's just incredibly smart, somewhat diabolical character, you know, but we don't know why he is that way or what he's all about. So this new album really explores his perspective, what he is all about. And I think if you had followed the story with Mindcrime 1, you'd be shocked to see Dr. X's perspective, because it's a very different perspective that you weren't expecting.
Yeah, it really comes through. I listened to the whole thing last night. I loved how dark everything felt, but also very much like the first single, Power. All the songs kind of seemed very powerful in their own right. What songs are you excited for people to hear live from this new album?
Oh, there's one called The Answer that I quite like that one a lot. I think that's going to be a great live song to play. That's next. That's coming out next for us to put in a set. And there's one called Do You Still Believe, which is an actual it's a stunning piece of music. It tells a story as well. It's a story within a story.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm excited for people to hear that live as well.
It's the whole thing is, I really liked it. I really like you mentioned, it's a completely new perspective, but I think musically it also does a really good job of telling that story. And I know you've been working with Kerrion Robertson for a long time. This is your first studio album with him. How is it to finally get into the studio with him after playing together for so long?
Well, we've been in the studio for years now.
Yeah.
On this record. So we've been working on it, like I said, since 21. Kerrion has always very, very much impressed me with his musicality. He's a wonderful musician and strong songwriter, composer, and he is fearless when it comes to writing, which I love about him. He's not stuck in any kind of box or preset ideas about things. He's very open to experimentation, you know, with the music. And he's a super fan of my previous work. So he's a student of it, as you say. You know, he studied it. He's invested in it. He's really locked into the way I do things, you know, and my musical style as well. So we're a good fit that way, you know, working together. And then we brought John Moyer, who's probably best known as the bass player for Disturbed, who is a strong producer. And
right.
Actually came in and kind of whipped us into shape into finishing the record, because we had all kinds of pieces and parts, and we had songs that were slightly unfinished. And John came in and said, "Look, we're going to do this. We're going to finish this thing." And he really is the closer, we call him. You know, he just knows how to do it, and he gets everybody excited about it. And he's a good team leader in that respect. You know, plus fantastic musician. Oh my God,
no doubt. Play anything. The last two tracks on the album I thought were really interesting, because the second to last track kind of starts to peer a bit into the context of the story. You start hearing heavy dialogue, and then the final song of the album is very different from the rest of it. So being the creative force behind this story, do you feel like there might eventually be a little bit more to tell in this story?
Well, yeah, people have asked me that. Yeah, they said that after the second one we put out. But this to me sort of is the cap on it. You know,
yeah.
There's things in the there's certain lines in the lyrics on the last song that kind of give you the they point you in the direction that you know what's going to happen next.
Yeah.
You know? Well, I'll leave it like that.
No, I really did enjoy the album. It was really cool. And you're a week into the tour now, with the day off today before you play Nebraska tomorrow. And next Tuesday, as we mentioned, in Grand Rapids. How has the reaction been for that new single, Power? Because that one really kind of like is a very bold statement. As you said, tells the story of this character. And it seems to be very vocal about where he stands in all of this.
Yeah, well, the reaction's been great, especially for a new song that people really don't know.
Yeah.
You know, it's been my experience that when you play a new song in a set list, it takes people a while to, you know, understand it, listen to it. But if you play that same song in the set list a year later when you come back through, after people have had a chance to digest the record and they understand it and they're familiar with it, the reaction is really different, you know?
No doubt.
Very much more animated. But I think judging it from, you know, playing it recently, it's going great. People are very excited about the album, and, you know, we're getting standing ovations quite often, which is kind of a strange thing, but I love it.
Well, we're excited for the show, man. Again, you're here next week, May 12th at Elevation in Grand Rapids. Tour dates, tickets, meet and greet passes, everything at jefftate.com. Jeff, awesome talking to you again, man. I love the album. Can't wait to see the set next week, brother.
Thank you. And thanks for having me on your show. I really appreciate it.
Always a pleasure, man. We'll see you next week.
Okay. Take care.